are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
Hello, world. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your host for this evening is me, Will T, along with Wally, and of course, you know he's missing, Ray.
You know what I mean? If Atlanta was in here, you know, he'd be here. If Atlanta was in Super Bowl, he'd be here, though.
You know, I think Ray probably has some PTSD about the Super Bowl last year.
I think so too. I wouldn't put it past him. I actually agree with you on that.
Seeing another team win a Super Bowl for the first time probably traumatized him.
Yeah, that's a good point. A good point. I mean, I know Redskins fans are pissed though, you know, obviously. I mean, because the Eagles won. For me, I'm okay with it though, cuz I don't care for that. I don't care for the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't think Washington fans had the same opportunity to win a Super Bowl as Philadelphia did.
That's
so
true.
They shouldn't be upset of how things played out. You should be more upset about the coaching and also with what the front office is doing.
That's real talk. Well, how we usually do things, man.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here are our topics. We'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to talk about the Redskins training for Alex Smith. At the 10-minute mark, we'll discuss if the Redskins should tag quarterback Kirk Cousins. Finally, at the 20-minute mark, if we have time, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, I have my man Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. What's good, Lex?
Hey, guys, what's going on, man? I'm still watching video of the Philadelphia Eagle fans tearing downtown Philadelphia.
I know, right? Eagles fans have no sense right now, man. Like, I mean, obviously, we're spoiled as Redskins fans, the guys who grew up being Redskins fans. We have, like, three championships. Eagle fans get one, and they lost their mind right now. Like, obviously, they don't know what a championship's all about.
I wish I could be an Eagle fan right now.
I know, I'm hating like I don't know what.
I wish we could ride in D.C. because the Redskins won a championship.
Oh, man.
Kids when the Redskins
I
won
know.
The
Lex, I'm so with you. I'm hating, though. I'm just hating, though. That's all it is. You know what I mean? Like, they have it. They right now, they have it. They got the juice. You know, they like Tupac. You know what I mean? They Bishop. They got the juice now. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I'll tell you about it. They Omar right now. They Omar Epps. They at the end. They got the juice now.
They definitely got the juice. And the sad thing about it is the backup quarterback won the Super Bowl.
I know. That means it's going to be trouble when the real quarterback gets back.
A lot of trouble.
You know, right? Anyway, we talked about it anyway a little bit after the show because we were like, dang, it just happened. So last week, the Redskins traded away Kendall Fuller and the third round pick to the Kansas City Chiefs for quarterback Alex Smith. What were your thoughts on that trade?
I was happy.
You were happy?
The reason I was happy was because of what we talked about last week. You know, we finally got some resolution.
Got you. Okay.
You know, on this Kirk Cousins situation. So whether we decided to keep him or whether we decided to find someone else, I was just happy that we had a plan and we had a resolution. Because the last 3-4 years has been awful. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm with you.
And then to watch the Eagles win the Super Bowl made it worse.
It made it a little bit worse, but I'm with you though. I've always been a fan of Alex Smith, so I was happy with the move. I thought Alex Smith would be a perfect fit here. Again, I do think that, you know, like everybody is pretty much put out there. I don't feel like copycatting it and talk about it in detail, but I do think this team needs more team speed and skill positions to help, you know, suit Alex Smith. But I think that when you have Vernon Davis, and if Jordan Reed is going to be healthy, I mean, the man did miss like all of last season. You know what I mean? So he should be healthy. If anything, he should be healthy enough. If you're going to have Jordan Reed, Vernon Davis, a guy who played with Alex Smith in San Francisco, and they had great connect. They had great chemistry back in the day in San Fran. And then we see what Alex Smith does in general with tight ends, what he did with Kelce in Kansas City and having Jordan Reed here. I think, you know, it's a good blend. It's a good mix for this team, a good spot for this team with Alex Smith.
Yeah, I think Alex Smith has some positives. I mean, he's definitely going to be tight end heavy. with the Redskins, as well as when he was in with San Fran and with Kansas City. He's definitely going to give a guy like Chris Thompson, he should eat a lot.
Agreed. You know, another
5, 6, 7, maybe 10 receptions a game. The only issue that I see with Alex Smith is the fact that a few years ago, if you remember, his wide receivers didn't score a touchdown until like at the very end of the season.
That's true. He did. They didn't. They did.
That concerns me.
But
don't you think that concerns me?
But I mean,
Alex Smith,
but look
I
at I got you. But looking at this situation, it wouldn't. I mean, with this wide receiving core, I mean that won't be anything that we all can kind of say like that's going to be all on Alex Smith. That's going to be Alex Smith's fault compared to what we saw last season. Again, I'm not going to say that I personally haven't given up on Jahz Dotson, the secret weapon. Like that's my man Lex calls him, the secret weapon. I think Jahz Dotson can be a big-time wide receiver in the NFL, but I do think that you have pieces in place that can Alex Smith can win with. Because that's what we need to do. That's the move we need to worry about. I think as Skins fans, I think as NFL fans, we've all been fixated on stats and numbers in terms of how many yards a quarterback can throw pass for or how many receivers he's hitting and how many touchdowns this receiver has or whatnot. At the end of the day, like the most important thing is winning football games. And I think Alex Smith has enough offensively to win football games for the Washington Redskins.
Absolutely. And he has a history of winning football games. One in San Francisco, one in Kansas City. So just that alone, in my opinion, is enough to make us fans happy, you know, at least for the next two seasons, because you have a veteran that you're filling in place of Kirk Cousins, and you're not stuck with going to the draft and picking one of the, you know, one of the five quarterbacks that's out there.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team. Right now we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. All right, Lex, do you feel like I know I feel it. Do you personally feel that this team does have the talent to win with Alex Smith? Or do you think they need to go out and get some talent?
Well, I mean, he just went from worst to first. And Washington, in my opinion, has more offensive talent, top to bottom. I think Philly has the advantage when it comes to the running game. But when you look at the skill positions, I think Washington, you know, can compete with Philadelphia. But will you add another player? Absolutely. This is a team that was below 500. So you definitely should add as many pieces that are available that fit your skill.
So who are you looking at? You know, for me, I've always looked at I'm looking at the wide receiver position to kind of take the pressure away from Jahz Dotson as trying to be the number one. Like going after a guy like a Sammy Watkins Jr. who will play for the L.A. Rams, or like a Jarvis Landry who played for the Miami Dolphins, a guy that is an explosive running wide receiver who can, you know, take a 5-yard pass and take it to the house. Or, you know, if you want to look on the flip side, maybe if things, you know, go a certain way, if Tampa Bay gets sick of, you know, a guy that used to play for the Washington Redskins and DeSean Jackson, if he becomes available on the market, these are guys that I feel like they need to bring in to have that element for Alex Smith of the deep play, the big play offense that we saw in Kansas City.
I like DeSean Jackson. Unfortunately, he's not coming back. But there's a guy probably with the Rams, like a Tavon Austin, that might be available.
Ooh, I think about Tavon. That's good. That's a good one.
You know, so like, I mean, right now for Washington, it's more or less, you know, you need a running back. So if Le'Veon Bell is available,
you know,
then maybe you get a playmaker like Le'Veon.
You know, that's not gonna happen for real. Like, you know, Pittsburgh, you know that's not going to really happen. You think Le'Veon? You think
it's
so?
It's possible. Still don't sign their players in the long-term big contract.
Man, Le'Veon going to be franchised, and he's going to be screwed before he's a free agent on the market or traded away. Like, they'll screw him before he hits any type of market. I mean, I would love to have Le'Veon Bell. Actually, I'm trying to get. I was thinking for this. I was thinking about the Redskins getting Carlos Hyde out of San Francisco. I believe he's a free agent.
Carlos Hyde? Carlos Hyde.
Yeah.
I mean, he's okay. If you're a fantasy football guy, you're probably, on the fence for a guy like Carlos Hyde.
I know. You're right. If you're a fantasy football guy, you are on the fence. But you got Chris Thompson. He's supposed to be your passing game Hunt, Kareem Hunt. In Kansas City, we're going to kind of compare things that Alex Smith had in Kansas City. You got Chris Thompson do that to catch the ball out of the backfield. You can use Carlos Hyde as, your dude. Like, Carlos Hyde is an explosive running back in terms of getting the tough yardage that this team hasn't had over the last some odd years.
But I don't look at him as a major upgrade. The production you'll get from him, you can get from the running backs you have on the roster currently.
No, not with Kelly.
Honestly, go look at his stats.
And P-Ryan.
I mean, if you go look at his stats and look at Washington's running back stats, mm-hmm. the team we have right now, they're giving you the same stats that Carlos Hyde.
But you can tell by the eye test, though.
I get you, but
the eye test, Carlos Hyde runs with a certain amount of aggressiveness. The Niners' offensive line to me is even better. It's not better than the Redskins' offensive line. But I mean, I get your point. Like, I'm a Michigan fan. For me to talk good about Ohio State is like the worst thing in the world to me. But Carlos Hyde to me, if anybody on the market that you can get for cheap and be effective, I think he's one. Even the kid in Baltimore, I kind of like the kid in Baltimore too. I think he's a guy that is an effective running back. The one who got benched. Is it Wes? Yeah, Wes. He got benched in Baltimore. He's a guy I think would be decent in the market. But I mean, or that you can always go the draft route. I want the kid out of Georgia. What's his name? He played the national championship game, the fast running back, Michelle. Yeah, I would take Michelle in a second because he's explosive.
I mean, you're talking about a player that, you're talking about potential.
Yeah, I'm cool with potential. When you got speed.
I mean, we went in the draft last year and drafted a running back.
Man, that's a fullback.
He didn't play terribly.
Max, that's a fullback. That's a fullback.
He had his moments. I think if we can keep the offensive line healthy, I think his production might have been a little bit better.
Really?
That's my opinion. And then this is another factor, guys, that you have to take into consideration.
All right.
When we lost Pierre Garçon, he was a blocking
receiver. So true. So true. I agree. No, I'm with you.
When you lose pieces like that, it affects the entire running game. We didn't have any receivers that were really blocking this year.
No, I'm with you, Lex. Pierre Garçon was very important to the run game. I was hoping that Josh Dotson would be a better wide receiver who can block against the run, and he to me was kind of lazy at it. So no, I'm with you, Lex. Pierre Garçon was definitely a guy that he was definitely a rare breed when it comes to run blocking at the wide receiver position. You don't really get that often in the NFL, and Pierre Garçon did that. He did all the dirty work. So I agree. So let's go to the Redskins losing Kendall Fuller. How hurt were you when you heard that dude was in the trade?
Again, I wasn't hurt because this team, didn't finish. They weren't over 500, so I wasn't hurt. Honestly, in my opinion, if you allow a team that was in last place leapfrog you and win the Super Bowl, you can't be hurt by anybody that's on the roster that gets moved. Because apparently they're not good enough to help you win more than 10 games. So I'm not disappointed in that. They may have given up too much, if you're looking at it from that perspective. But I think you kind of have to give to receive. And I think in that situation, they had to give up something to get Alex Smith because they felt like they didn't want to go backwards at the quarterback position. And I think that's kind of like where Washington is. Like, we're 7-9, but we don't want to go back, back to the drawing board. We don't want to be 4-12 again, 3, 4, 5 seasons of 4-12 and 3-13. So you bring in a quarterback like Alex Smith, so at least you know that you're still going to be within that 7-9, 10-6 range and, be close to making the divisional making the playoffs, winning the division, but you're right there. You're not out of the mix. if you start from square one, all bets are off.
Yeah, who wants to start over, man? We're sick of that, man. You like you just said, man. The Eagles just won a championship. They went 7-9, and they really didn't. All they did was pretty much add Torrey Smith and Alshon Jeffries. Now, nobody wants, like, just add on to it. That's what people. That's what Redskins fans want. We've been like pretty much bad. And I'm gonna omit my Joe Gibbs years, and I'm talking about part two, only 2.0, because I'm like, Joe Gibbs got us to the postseason 2 out of 4 years. I'm fine with that. But when you look at where we dealt, when we had in 91, 92, and before that, as a dominant franchise, in terms of a perennial franchise that was contending, not just trying to get to the playoffs, contending for a Super Bowl, and now we have to see this, like, we're worse than the Cleveland, well, not worse than Cleveland Browns, that's mean, but we're just as bad as the Jacksonville, we're worse than the Jacksonville Jaguars. Which I would never imagine.
Well, I think with Jacksonville, you know, they were bad so long, and then they were able to get some really good draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the year they got Miles Jack.
Oh my God!
In a later round, was a huge draft for them because they technically got two lottery picks.
Mm-hmm. First round grades. First round grades. Mm-hmm.
And that really, I think, propelled their team. So, for Washington now, we got to go to the draft. We've got to get a young offensive lineman. We need a young tight end that can block, you know. And we may have to go back and get another cornerback. We may have to go back and get another young receiver. But I think need-wise, the top of the list should be a playmaking linebacker, somebody that can
Agreed.
That's where they need to start. Whoever the best linebacker is on the board, that's what we need.
I think, Lex, I think we're in agreement with that. I've always said that this team needs, they definitely need to get a playmaker inside linebacker. Since they lost Fuller, would you be on the side of saying they should try to re-sign Bashaud Breeland since, you know, Fuller's not going to be back? Since he's traded to the Kansas City,
I think they kind of have no choice but to sign Breeland.
Me too.
If they want to keep their secondary, you know, sort of like the strength of the team.
Yeah.
I think Breeland needs to, I mean, like you said, it gave up Fuller. You got to keep Breeland in the mix on the other side of Josh Norman.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Norman, and, you know, that will make this secondary, you know, at least solidify that side of the ball. But you still need to add some youth. It's always important to add some youth to the mix.
Mm-hmm.
But they need some linebackers to make some plays. I mean, I miss the LeVar Arringtons of the world.
Yeah, you know, I'm saying
the, like, London Fletchers of the world, the Ken Harveys. I miss those guys.
You named two good inside linebackers, man. Mike linebackers, inside linebackers, and then LeVar play a little bit outside as well. Yeah, we don't have that right now. Zach Brown was the closest thing we had since London. I mean, since a playmaking linebacker, to be honest with you. I'm not speaking of the defense, like a 3-4 outside rush like Kerrigan and Preston Smith. I'm talking about an actual, like, sideline to sideline type of linebacker. Huh? Wilbur Marshall. That's again, Wilbur Marshall. Like, seriously. And I think that that's why I think signing Zach Thomas is a must. I mean, Zach Brown is a must. I've even said this, and I mean, I'm in the minority of this, but, you know, watching this dude play, he went to the Giants. He's on the cheap, but I still want to sign one. I want to draft a really good inside linebacker to start. But if you can't get one that's ready, man, like, I've said this, he'll be on the cheap. I felt like he played good for the Washington Redskins when he was healthy. I mean, give me Keenan Robinson, who used to play for this team. And he played for the Giants and played well for the Giants last year he got hurt. But the year before that, he was actually playing in most nickel packages, and he was covering tight ends and did a good job at it. Like, and has great speed. That's a guy that I think is in a bargain that's on the cheap that they can bring back here in D.C. if they wanted to make that move.
Yeah, we have to make some major off-season moves with the defense, because when you look at our division at this point,
it's getting better, man.
You know, there's some really big time athletes, big time players.
Yeah,
that are in our division that we got to kind of cope with. We got to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we aren't even talking about the Cowboys.
But they get, yeah, they'll have that Zeke back.
Ezekiel Elliott,
he'll be back.
He's going to be playing a full season
exactly.
if he doesn't get any injury.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a monster.
Yes. So
we have to really be smart this offseason if we want to stay in the mix. Because the Eagles aren't going anywhere, and Dallas isn't going anywhere. And I honestly believe the Giants aren't as bad as their record.
No, and they'll have
they actually had a good team. They were picked to go to the Super Bowl last year, if you remember.
Yeah, they'll have Odell Beckham Jr. back. Got a better – looks like they got Sherman, the new head coach. So they'll be fine. Like the Giants – I mean, the Giants will be fine. Shermer. They'll be fine. The Giants and Eli, I think the system is more conducive to Eli's talent. So teaming Eli with, you know, Shepard, Odell Beckham Jr., they'll be, and even at that young tight end that looks explosive, they'll be good. Like, they'll be a problem, like, to be honest with you. They'll be a problem. Lex, before I let you go, how can folks, you know, catch your contact on social media or, you know, on the web or even in your radio show?
Hey, you guys can follow me right now on social media, Lex Diamonds without the A. College football, college basketball season now. Tournament's coming up soon.
I know.
So you can catch me at HSR Radio. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'll be in the mix this tournament season. She got a double-A tournament. I don't know if you guys have been.
Yeah, I told you I haven't. So, I told you, man. I'm going to try and make that move. You inspire me, Lex. You inspire me, Lex. You inspire me.
Tonight I'll be there, I heard.
Are you serious? Don't do that to me. Lex, don't do that to me. Are you serious? Don't do that to me, Lex.
You'll be there.
Okay.
I'll introduce you to her.
Okay, good. All right. Oh, yeah, I know you will because you met her and I didn't. It's okay. I'm not going to hate. I'm not going to do it. Not. I mean, I remember the text. I do remember the text. But all right, though, Lex, man, I appreciate you being on the show, man. Thank you again. We'll have you on next week as usual.
Hey guys, I will talk to you later. Appreciate it.
All right, Lex. Same here. Stay blessed, my man. All right, man. That is Lex Diamonds from the Heritage Sports Radio Network. Always a weekly contributor to the urban sports scene, all skins, everything type of thing. You know how we do. But up next, should the Redskins tag Kirk Cousins? We'll discuss that after the break. You listen to Urban Sports Science.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Soul in Sports, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill sh- cousins in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine, and it's like a bird. You see.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Wally here, my boy Will T. Ray is out. There are reports that the Redskins are thinking about tagging quarterback Kirk Cousins so they can get some compensation. Should they do this?
This is dumb. This is totally dumb. Okay. I'm going to tell you why.
Explain yourself. Yeah, go ahead.
In theory, tagging Kirk Cousins would make all the sense in the world. If you hadn't, A, ruined the relationship with him, and B, if you hadn't already agreed in principle to a trade with the Kansas City Chiefs and essentially extended Alex Smith's contract. So what you're saying is this. If I'm another GM in the NFL, you sign Kirk, right? So let's see how this can play out.
Okay.
You tag Kirk Cousins. If I'm Kirk Cousins, you know what the first thing I'm going to do?
What you going to do? What you going to
sign? I'm going to sign a tag.
Mm-hmm.
$34 million. Because you know what? Once you give me the tag and I sign it, I'm guaranteed what the transition tag is 28.
28, yeah.
And the franchise 34 is 34.5,
I believe.
So guess what? I'm guaranteed anywhere from 28. I'm guaranteed $28 or $34 million. So now you have either $28 or $34 million on your cap, a hold on your cap, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now if I'm Kirk Cousins, I also maximize where I'm telling you where I'm going to go. I'm telling you, look, this is where I'm going to go, and this is what we're going to do. So if you don't trade me to where I want to go, guess what? You can still trade me. Yeah. You can still trade me, but I don't have to sign a long term.
Deal
with that other team. And guess what that team's not going to give you? Great value for me.
Yeah.
They'll give you, what, a fourth, maybe a fifth round pick? Mm-hmm. So if you want to be that petty and tag Kirk Cousins, I understand that, you know, tagging him would be the best thing to do, but I don't think they really thought this thing out as usual as they do in Ashburn.
Do you think the move would be petty?
I don't think it would be petty, but at this point, I understand you want to get compensation back, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've essentially taken any leverage or bargaining power you have with any other team and or Kirk Cousins, because Kirk Cousins can come to you and say, look, this is where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
This is who I'm going to agree to a long-term contract to. Now, I don't give a damn who you decide to trade me to. I'm going to tell them I'm not signing with you long term. And not only that, this will be the third time I'll be tagged, so I get to go where I want to go as an unrestricted free agent last year. Because I think next year, I think one thing that people forget is about, I want to say, 7 years ago, Drew Brees and the NFLPA took the NFL to court
for
the franchise tag. Mm-hmm. And I believe the ruling was you can only be franchise tagged 3 times within your career. So guess what? This will be the third time that he's tagged.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm Kirk Cousins, tag me if you want. I'm getting either 28, I'm getting a minimum of $28 million, or I'm getting $34 million, and that cap hold is going to be on your books.
And he may even, in my opinion, he may even take it to court if he does get tagged. I think if you can get compensation, if you really believe you can get compensation, go with the deal. Try to franchise them. If you really believe it, if you see there's a way, like they say, like the Cleveland Browns, like you kind of are measuring the temperature of the Cleveland Browns, and say like, all right, you know, they willing to make that trade.
But this is the thing. If I'm Kirk Cousins, I still control.
No, I agree. No, I totally agree.
So that's why I say it's dumb in theory.
Yeah, but depending on who you want. But if you're the organization that wants Kirk Cousins, right? So say if you're the Denver Broncos is one, right? They're an organization. The players will come out and say they want Kirk Cousins, right?
Yes.
And you have the Cleveland Browns. So you got to use two teams like to kind of to go against each other to get.
I don't necessarily think that's the best example, because Cleveland has the number one pick and they can always deem a quarterback to be better, potentially better than Kirk Cousins, then guess what? I'm just going to draft a quarterback with the number one pick.
They have struck out on so many quarterbacks, right? The Browns. So Kirk Cousins may be the given, right? So they may say, you know what? We need to have a solid quarterback. Then you can try to bid them against the Denver Broncos. I'm not saying it's the best thing. I'm all for the situation to end.
But this is what I'm saying. If Kurt doesn't want to go to Cleveland, he just says, I don't want to go to Cleveland. Look, I've signed a franchise tag.
Yeah.
Trade me to Cleveland. But I'm going to tell Cleveland, I can't guarantee you I'm going to be here past this year.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that Cleveland's going to give up a second, not at all. A third? No.
He would have to sign the deal. But he's already stated that, you know, he wouldn't mind playing for the Cleveland Browns. He said this.
Yes, he has, but
that's a bargaining.
You know, I think as fans and some people in the media, what they fail to forget is Kurt can still even if you franchise him,
mm-hmm.
he still has some say in where he goes.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't have to sign a long-term contract. And also, Washington, you kind of screwed yourself if you transition tag, or if you tag him now,
mm-hmm.
having already publicly stated that you've agreed to a contract with a trade and a contract for Alex Smith. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand the logic. I don't think there's anyone at the table who said, let's talk this out. I don't think that puts us in the best position for our franchise to maximize our return for him. The best play for you would have been to come out and say, Yeah, we plan on tagging Kirk Cousins if we aren't able to work out a deal.
Yeah.
And then you go behind everyone's back and you agree to the trade with Alex Smith, but you tell the Kansas City Chiefs, don't say anything about it. We need to unload Kirk Cousins first.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea, actually, to do it like on the low. If you do it on the low, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, you don't think there are plenty of other teams in the NFL
We all know teams do dirty, shady stuff like that all the time. You listen to the Urban Sports Team, myself, Wally Will T, on Twitter, about, you know, should the Redskins franchise Kirk Cousins? My man Pablo Escobar said nope. At Bella Vita, I'm not going to say the number, it was underscore, but he says, and that's, at Bella Vita, said, no, let's get past this whole charade. The last 3 years have been, and move on. Since you've made that decision already, take that cap space, take that cap space you saved and focus on building the team going forward. Then again, this is the Redskins, and they will find some way to F it up anyway.
I totally agree. And them placing the franchise tag on them will be exactly that.
Yeah, and also, I'm going to read one more. At Cedar Shee Jr. said, hell no. So, I mean, some people don't, you know, aren't fans of the franchise and Kirk Cousins. Actually, I see a Facebook page. One on Facebook, Denarian said, I think they should and try to get something for him. So there is one that wants compensation for Kirk Cousins.
You blew your opportunity to get compensation for Kirk, to maximize the compensation that you'll receive for Kirk Cousins. Maximize the compensation. Now, would you be happy with a fourth, fifth round pick?
No.
Possibly.
It's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
I mean, people are on the point of, like, they don't want to give up nothing for Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean? But it's like you said, you're not going to maximize the situation. Anyway, it looks like we don't have enough time to get to That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Sorry about that. But anyway, make sure you tune in. Listen to us on iTunes. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Continue to support. Leave us a comment. Rate us. Thanks for listening to the Urban Sports Scene. For Idris, you dig? Deuces. Hey, Mecca, lead us out, big homie.